USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Ex-President Trump departed New York City after attending his civil fraud trial today for the third consecutive day.
Former president, the leading candidate, I'm leading Joe Biden by a lot, which is probably why this is all happening. Not probably, but it's definitely. They're coordinating with Washington 100%.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has leveled allegations against Trump, claiming he exaggerated his net worth to secure more advantageous loans from banks. Trump continues to maintain his innocence. Thousands of Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers in five states are on strike, demanding higher wages, increased staffing, and better conditions.
It can't really get any worse, but, you know, if we don't do something about it now, you know, what's going to happen?
The unions argue that understaffing benefits the company but harms patients and leads to employee burnout. The workers are also advocating for a $25 minimum wage. The strike is approved for 3 days in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, and 1 day in Virginia. The hunt is underway for a new Speaker of the House. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana both announced their bids today. Additionally, Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn is a potential contender. This morning, all three presented their cases to the largest delegation in the Republican conference, the Texas delegation. The Biden administration is forgiving $9 billion in student loan debt for 125,000 borrowers. Speaking at the White House, President Biden highlighted the positive impact on individuals.
Go and get their lives in order. They can think about buying a house. They can start a business. They can be starting a family.
The decision follows the recent resumption of federal student loan payments after a three-year COVID-related pause. And the frenzy of Powerball excitement has swept across America. The jackpot for tonight's drawing standing at a staggering $1.2 billion. It's the third largest jackpot in the game's history. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
President Biden emphasized today that it is in the best interest of the United States to continue supporting Ukraine in its conflict with Russia.
This has been a valuable exercise for the United States of America to increase the support we have around the world.
When questioned about potential repercussions on congressional support for Ukraine following Kevin McCarthy's removal as House Speaker, Biden did acknowledge that he is concerned. However, he pointed out that a majority of members from both parties have expressed their support for aiding Kyiv. The individual charged with the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur is scheduled to face arraignment in Las Vegas later this month. Dwayne Keefe D. Davis was initially set to be arraigned today, but that was rescheduled for October 19th. Davis was apprehended last Friday, 27 years after Shakur was gunned down in an intersection near the Las Vegas Strip. Simone Biles led the U.S. women to win their seventh consecutive team title at the Gymnastics World Championships Wednesday night. The American team combined for a total of 167.729 points to edge Brazil and France. Biles now has 26 World Championship medals. Chipotle is currently testing an automated system for making burrito bowls and salads. The California company has introduced robots that skillfully put together the ordered meals for customers who use the Chipotle app. This isn't their first foray into robotic assembly. Last year, a robot named Chippy was initially tested in California to show its proficiency in crafting tortilla chips. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.